Okay, time for That's Tourism here on Ocean 100. This has been a great series, and basically we're celebrating the champions of PEI's tourism industry and their contributions to making the island a thriving year-round destination. That's what this is about. And today we're joined by Tracy Singleton, who's a second-generation tourism operator, president of Versatile Management Group, also known as VMG, owner of Cavendish Bosom Buddies Cottage Resort. She's a graduate of Mount St. Vincent University's Tourism and Hospitality Management Program. And she's built a full-time career in tourism, employing 9 full-time and 11 seasonal staff across her businesses. She's a Tai Pai Lieutenant Governor's Award and Tourism Champion of the Year recipient, and serves on the boards of Tai Pai Tourism Cavendish Beach and Meetings PEI. Now, beyond accommodations and marketing, Tracy has played a key role in PEI's events sector too, helping shape major festivals like Jack Frost Winterfest, the PEI International Shellfish Festival, and the PEI Festival of Wines. Holy smokes. Let's welcome Tracy Singleton to That's Tourism. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Goodness gracious. Where do we even begin? You have a career in tourism. What made you choose tourism?
I've been working in tourism since I was in grade 8.
Okay.
I actually was the manager of an ice cream stand, fell in love with the industry.
My parents
had a cottage operation on the North Shore. So I basically fell upon it accidentally, but I kind of stepped in and never left.
Yeah, it kind of seems like you're doing almost the same thing here.
Yeah.
And obviously PEI is a year-round destination. Events like Jack Frost and Winterville and so forth help bring visitors in the off-season. Tell us about that impact.
I think the biggest impact of events is the fact that they build destination. So when you think about it, first and foremost, I think they build awareness for the destination. So if you think about Charlottetown, all of the work that they've done in terms of building Christmas here in Charlottetown. So when we talk about 20 years ago, mm-hmm. there was nobody coming here in November and December to go to our Christmas market.
Right.
So we've created this hallmark reputation of Charlottetown as a destination, and people now want to come because of the magic that we've created here. So they create destination, they create employment. So a lot of people wouldn't be working in our restaurants and in our hotels in November, December, January, February. And all of a sudden you get these events, you get sport tourism happening, and all of a sudden we have a demand for people to work. The other thing that happens is there's lots of people that support the industry that people don't even think about. Event companies like mm-hmm. myself, marketing companies. There's people providing audiovisual services. There's entertainers. I know you had Tim Chason on here last week. I mean, without these events, we wouldn't have reasons to, for people to work in the off season. So creates destination, creates unemployment. It really helps our economy thrive. And I just think it's overall good business for Prince Edward Island.
Okay, and Tracy, I think we should probably, the big topic that is on everyone's mind these days is tariffs and, the trade war with the United States and whatnot. How do you see that affecting PEI's tourism industry?
It's probably all I think about these days,
I think everybody else
is actually in the same boat. We're basically tuned into social media. We're tuned into the TV 24/7, trying to figure it out. I think at the end of the day, we need to look beyond this trade war and look at what we typically do from a tourism standpoint.
Okay.
Prince Edward Island, we welcome a lot of domestic visitors, and we're very fortunate for our visitors from Ontario, Quebec, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia. So I think we're going to lean into our domestic markets. We're going to look and we're going to market heavy towards those markets because we know that those markets are looking to travel within Canada. So we're going to take advantage of that Canadian pride that's happening and encouraging people to travel in their own backyard. And that would mean Islanders as well, encouraging Islanders to travel here in Prince Edward Island. Mm-hmm. But if they can't travel in Prince Edward Island, encouraging people to embrace Canada, travel within Canada, support our operators here in Canada and here in Prince Edward Island. So I think that's first. I think second, the exchange rate is exceptional right now. If anyone, I know a lot of people aren't traveling south of the border, and part and parcel of that is because it's really expensive to travel
there.
The exchange rate is very, very, very favorable to our American visitors. So I think as an industry, what we want to do is wrap our arms around our American visitors. The reality is this is not a dispute with our visitors from the USA. This is a dispute, obviously, that's political. And I think from a tourism standpoint, we're not worried about the politics right now. At the end of the day, these American visitors that have supported us, we want to wrap our arms around them. We want want to welcome them. We want to extend the exact same hospitality that we've always extended to them. And I'm hoping that we're going to see Americans coming here because of the amazing hospitality that we offer. And because, you know, maybe they want a little bit of a refuge themselves from what's going on at home. So I think it's a huge opportunity for us. And I really hope that Americans will want to come and that we will all be extending that amazing PEI warm hospitality towards them and inviting them to come. So I think it's business as usual. I think we have to, you know, if we have to change or if we have to pivot, we know how to do that. Right. We did that during COVID.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have kind of a similar situation, you know, leaning into our Canadian markets, really extending that warm hospitality to our American visitors. And you know what? Doing what we do best. And that's extending the most amazing PEI hospitality that we can. So business as usual.
Incredible. Thank you so much, Tracy. You are a true tourism champion, and we are very happy to call you as one of our friends here. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.